So yesterday we found out more about Bolton Wanderers and the fact that the club has avoided immediate winding up order. The case has been adjourned until the 22nd of February, but this by no means means that Bolton Wanderers have an easy way out of their current predicament. Let's find out more, though, of how the fans are feeling. Let's get the vice chair of the Bolton Wanderers Supporters Association, Chris Jones, on the show. Chris, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So then, yesterday, a bit of a stay of execution, you could say, for Bolton Wanderers, but there's still a long road ahead, isn't there?
The sure is, yeah. It's only been put off for about 4 weeks, of the 22nd of February, and that gives enough time for the four potential buyers that have been listed at the hearing yesterday to come forward, show us the cards, place them on the table and say, listen, we want your club.
And that's the thing with this situation with Bolton is we've all seen clubs in financial trouble in the past. I'm a Huddersfield fan, and as a Town fan mentioned on Twitter, I think it was yesterday, go back sort of 10 years, we were in a not dissimilar position to this ourselves. So we've seen it. But for Bolton Wanderers, it's not a case of, you know, bucket collections and things. The sheer state of the debt is just so vast. It takes a big person with a lot of money to come in and fund this, doesn't it?
It sure does, yeah. I would say, if you're going to come into the club, obviously Eddie Davies is going to gift the £186 million. He's going to wipe that off as soon as the club is sold. But it's still going to need somebody to come in with deep pockets, with quite a fair bit of money behind them, to make our club sort of run again. You're probably talking 35, 40 million spur cash to come into the club and to keep it running and to get us back to where we belong, which is in the Premiership.
Well, let's move ourselves away from that to matters on the pitch. FA Cup replay for Bolton Wanderers tonight, taking on Eastleigh, and under normal circumstances, you would say that Bolton Wanderers should just comfortably deal with Eastleigh, and that be that, and Bolton move themselves on to the next round against Leeds United. But with the situation at Bolton in the first round, that wasn't the case. A Dorian Devitt own goal nearly saw Bolton go out on the south coast. Then a Darren Pratley late equaliser has brought it back to tonight. And just talk me through how you saw that first game.
Horrendous. It should have never been played on that pitch, ever. It was like a slush bath. The game should have never gone ahead. It was an unlucky own goal from Devitt. I don't think we played to the best of our capabilities at that match, though. I think Eastleigh absolutely gave 100% against us. Very lucky to get the goal in the 87th minute with Darren Pratley. And tonight for Eastleigh, it's like the cup final night, isn't it?
Yeah, and when you look at the state of the Macron Stadium, beautiful stadium, we all know, a lot of us who listen to Radio Yorkshire will have been, the surface there will be significantly different to that of Eastleigh. So is it realistic for a Bolton Wanderers fan to think tonight this shouldn't be too much of a test?
Oh my word. Probably not, because the way that things are going right now, anything's possible. Anything is possible. We're playing not very well at this moment in time. Obviously, everything that's happening on and off the pitch must be having some kind of adverse effect on the players. But what they need to do tonight is to get out there, and they need to play the socks off, beat them 2 or 3-0, and then we've got some small team take on it next round.
Well, before we discuss that small team, I knew you'd like the phraseology of my last question as well. I thought that would amuse you.
Yeah.
So to the small team in question that either Eastleigh or Bolton might be playing against, this, of course, Leeds United. How are you seeing things at Leeds at the moment? Under Steve Evans, they were on a decent run. By now, things, I don't want to say the wheels have come off a bit, but it's at least a bit less positive this side. So for Bolton Wanderers, is it a big pull to draw Leeds and play them? Or in some ways, as much as you don't want to lose to Eastleigh, would you rather be concentrating on the league?
It's like you're stuck there. Do you want a decent cup run to get some extra money into the club, or do you want to forget about the FA Cup and take the league more serious? The FA Cup is a magical cup. Anything can happen in it. I would prefer to beat Eastleigh tonight and take on Leeds. Yeah, Leeds have had a good run, and then it has kind of dropped off recently. Everybody's about 15 points ahead of Bolton Wanderers as well. So, yeah, we would like to play Leeds at our place and then it'd be nice if we could get a nice draw and then take it to Leeds, get some more money in, and then beat you at Leeds like we have done before. I was there when we beat you 5-1. That was a lovely match.
I'm sure a lot of people will love you for reminding them of that. Just realistically, though, Bolton, can Bolton get out of the predicament? Even if you don't add in any points deductions or anything like that, as things stand, can Bolton get out of it? You are 7 points from safety. Rotherham, 21st place, 24 points. Can you get there?
Anything's possible. All we need to do is, as fans and as players and as backroom staff and as everything else associated with the club, we just need to believe that we can get out of this situation. Everything that's going on right now, we'll look back in a year's time and it will either have been a big shock that's got people to get the finger out and to help the club, or we'll be playing on some football ground at back of Reebok because we won't have a ground anymore.
Well, Chris Jones, the Vice Chair of the Bolton Wanderers Supporters Association, best of luck in the game tonight. Best of luck with everything that's going on as well, and thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you.